Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome to Believe in K-pop. This is your host, Antia Isaac. Hope you're all doing good. And yes, we are in 2024 and I am alive. Yes, I'm here. And of course, the podcast is available. I don't know. It's been ages, actual ages. Like I haven't recorded anything or posted any episode for a year. So I just realized I have to come back. You know, to be honest, it's been a wild journey. 2023 was wild. I still haven't figured out a lot of things. So adulting is not easy, guys. So I was part of adulting and I kind of wanted to do a lot more. And during the process, I kind of lost track with my K-pop journey and I couldn't bring out many content as I expected. So that is exactly why we are here. And last year during December, I kind of got back with K-pop again. I was able to keep up with a few updates and a few releases. So I thought, why don't we come back? And I did have a few friends insisting me to come back with Believe in K-pop because it has been one of the best parts of my life. And I personally wanted to reach out to you guys as well. So I know that you are pretty much amazed or surprised when you got the notification from Believe in K-pop. So my loyal listeners who decided to stay subscribed to the podcast, I'm very thankful. Thank you so much for doing that. And if you really thought that it was an end for Believe in K-pop, it is definitely not because I'm back. So this episode is definitely going to be a very short episode where I'm just going to update on some of my life stories and a few K-pop songs that I have been enjoying recently and my future projects with Believe in K-pop. So, of course, most of you know that I really enjoy doing my podcast. So I am really planning to do a lot more roundtables that we usually have with fans and also invite a few music producers. While talking about music and musicians, I am reminded of one of the interviews. I have it recorded. It is still there in my draft and hopefully you will be listening to it this month. And I'm pretty sure that you will all be very excited and amazed at the same time when you get to know who the producer is. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also reaching out to a few media personalities who would be interested to join the podcast. So this time it's a serious promise, guys. I'm definitely coming back and we are going to make it consistent. So coming back, it's February, month of love. So I think it is a perfect month to start recording because I have to express my love for podcasting as well. So here I am. And when it comes to my actual life, reality, or what I do for a living, I am still a professor. I'm teaching college students. I teach English literature. And I have also started teaching English online. I am also doing something like that. And I haven't written anything for a while or did anything related to K-pop for a while. So this is officially my first ever content that I'm putting out regarding K-pop. So I'm very much excited. And also a little bit anxious because I kind of lost track with a lot of things. So I really have to keep up with so many groups, so many debuts, and so many updates. So I really want your help to keep up with that as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to learn a few K-pop groups along with you. So some of my episodes are definitely going to be on a few groups that debuted and what I actually feel about their music and all that. Some reviews, and definitely we are going to bring in a few guests who have already visited and are very good friends and well-wishers of our podcast. So I would really love to have them back. But yeah, I just wanted to take one step ahead. And this is my first step. It's very late here, like it's 11 p.m. in India. I am kind of tired, and I really felt like doing this recording tomorrow, but I really had to keep up with my word, and I kind of made a promise to myself that I would do it today. So that's exactly why I'm recording it now, and I'm going to be as candid as possible in publishing it as well. So if you're listening to it, once again, I am very, very thankful. Just know that I'm grateful from the bottom of my heart because it's been literally a year and a month since I got to address you all. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. So I'm also planning to bring out my a few friends of mine who would be interested to talk about K-pop as well. And I have a friend who actually promised me to keep track on my episodes. They just wanted to help me out. So I'm really excited to bring them as well. But yeah, now talking about my favorite K-pop songs for now. So I am very much carried away by CIX. Recent release, Lovers, Enemies. I am listening to it every day. I really love the song so much. So that is gonna stay on the top as one of my most favorite releases of the year. And I have also enjoyed ITZY's Born to Be title, then CIX first single album, both the songs. The title and the B-side, I really enjoyed it. My Name is Shadow is the B-side. So if you haven't listened to that, do make sure to listen to it. It is such a lovely album, single album. So it is one of the earliest releases of the year and my first ever favorite of 2024. So I have been listening to it day and night on repeat all day. So I really enjoyed their previous release. CIX really impressed me with a few of their early releases, and Save Me, Kill Me was my ultimate. I even wrote about it for Genius Korea. So after Save Me and Kill Me, Lovers or Enemies is definitely standing on top. And I have been listening to them for quite a long time right now. Then talking about my other favorites, I really enjoyed G-IDLE's Super Lady, which is their single, right? So I really liked Super Lady. I actually changed my ringtone. So when you call me, it's gonna be like lady, lady, super lady. So that's how it is going. And I should definitely talk about SF9's comeback. Oh my God, you know I'm a huge fan of SF9, and they just made a comeback after quite a long time. So Sequence really hit me hard with some of the reminiscence that we have with SF9 because I really enjoyed listening to them. And I remember telling my sister how there are only a few artists, a very few artists, who can manage to get on my playlist by singing ballads. And one among them is definitely SF9, because I don't really enjoy ballads, but SF9 can convince me with anything they put out. And they just did a lovely job with Sequence. I really loved it. And some of my favorites were definitely Domino, Strings, and Superconductor. These are the few B-sides I really enjoyed. I think I enjoyed the entire album, actually. It is a mini album, EP, but it is also one of the earliest releases that kept me going, that really made me start this 2024 in a very bright note. So I really have to thank SF9 for bringing this comeback. Being very honest again, I did miss Rune a lot. It did take me so many days to get used to it. I'm still a little sad, but again, I'm happy that he got to choose what he wants to do and all that. So that is one of the EPs that I have been enjoying. And one thing from 2023 that still keeps me on hold is definitely TVXQ's 20 and 2, the full album. I enjoyed it so much. The ninth album. Like, my most favorite would be Rebel, the single, and I am a sober for jungle. Like, whenever the jungle plays, I am obsessed with jungle. I am obsessed. And all this Changmin's vocals in jungle just hits so different. And Changmin is also one of the very few solo artists who can convince me with ballads. And his solo, Take My Breath Away, was again a masterpiece in the album. So it was released in December 26, 2023. The album was released then, but I am still listening to it till now. Then comes the final part, that is today's release. Like, we are talking about today's release. That is P1 Harmony's first ever full-length album, Killing It. And they just killed it. I'm not even lying. They just killed it. I really love the MV, all the colors, the choreography, the confidence, the energy they have. Because I have been following P1 Harmony since day one, and most of you know that. I have been following even before their debut, and I have interviewed them for a few times, and they have a very special place in my heart. I encourage them as human beings. I love them as artists. I just love them so much. And I'm very happy that they are back with a full album, and they just blasted it. I really loved Emergency, one of their B-sides. Emergency. I loved Love Story. Then, of course, we have to settle down for Let Me Love You. And if you know me, you know that there are a few B-sides that I really enjoy from P1 Harmony. And I think this particular album is also capable of giving out some actual hits, B-sides. So I was just listening to it when I was cleaning my room. I decided to clean my room today, and I was just casually listening to it, and I was able to vibe to a few songs. And for a few, I had to listen to it twice or thrice again. But I really enjoyed the album. So I have to listen to it again, and I'm also planning to write a full review about it. So hopefully, that is going to be my very first K-pop article in the year 2024. So I'm very much looking forward to it, and I'm also looking forward to interview them if God permits, or if the universe permits. I would really love to sit with the boys again, but I really definitely have to mention how wonderful they were, all their costumes and the confidence they have. Seeing them grow so much has really made me feel at peace. So thank you so much, P1 Harmony. Then what are the other K-pop stuff? I'm still vibing with Drama from aespa. and Shilly from Hwasa. So these are the very few K-pop songs that I am still jamming to. And suddenly I felt like listening to bouncy, 80s bouncy and BSS fighting for quite a long time, that it has it has found its place in my repeat playlist. But yeah, so my K-pop journey start of 2024 has been really amazing, and I am really enjoying it, and I'm really looking forward to all the amazing releases that are about to come and all the amazing collabs that are awaiting for the group members and producers. So yeah, once again, these are a few recommendations. So if you have been listening to the few songs that I mentioned, do make sure to slide in my DMs and let me know what was your favorite part about the album, the group, or particular B-sides that I mentioned. Or if you would like to talk about a few recommendations, if you like would love to give me a few recommendations of new groups or some iconic releases that I missed, do make sure to let me know so that I can also talk about it in the upcoming episodes. So that is it all for today. I'm going to sleep. Maybe you're starting your day listening to me. So I just hope you have an amazing day. Work hard, play hard, have fun, and live your life, and definitely do a lot of K-popping, right? So I did forget my roots with K-pop last year, but this time I'm definitely going to catch up with a lot more amazing groups, interviews, reviews, and go for it. Yes, Anthea, you can do it. So that's how I'm going to motivate myself, and I'm also motivating you. If you're feeling bad that 1 month has passed and you didn't have a very good start with 2024, I just want to let you know that you're not alone, right? So I didn't have a very productive start as well, but I think you're not alone, and we are all fighting, and we are going to be consistent in doing what we love, and we are definitely going to reach where we are aiming for today or this year, right? So I'm sending you lots of love and positivity. Be encouraged. Spread a lot of love this month. If you're in a relationship or if you're being single this Valentine's Day or this February, no worries. There is still a lot of love left in you. Please share that love with all your loved ones around, family, friends, and co-workers, whoever it might be, even your pets. Right. So have fun expressing love. And definitely, I'm sure that when you start sharing your love, you will definitely start receiving love. So I also wish you all the best in receiving all the love and blessings this year. And once again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a listener of Believe in K-pop and for tuning in today. So if you're listening to it right now, thank you. I really wanted to personally acknowledge you, and thank you so much. And I promise to stay consistent and bring in some amazing content that you won't regret hearing, right? So meet you next Monday. Have a great week ahead. Spread love and be loved. This is Anthea Isaac. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.